You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to super glue my tongue to the top of my mouth.
Something don't like this the rest of my life.
My old lady and me got into it last night. Started out innocent enough. We was playing our favorite, the husband is stupid game. Name that stain. Well, she come at me, all huffy-like, demanding, Earl, what's that brown stain on the arm of your recliner? Well, I kind of gave her the once-over, and I said, I don't know, Pearl. Could be chili, could be coffee, hard to tell. Well, she goes off in a tizzy, because her and Earl Jr., they rented a steam cleaning machine from a drugstore last week, and they cleaned all the furniture. She said, Earl, I told you when that recliner was cleaned, you couldn't eat in the living room, because you're a slob. Well, I said, first of all, I ain't 100% sure that's a food stain. Only way I could tell for sure if I was to put my mouth to the fabric and suck up some flavor. And I wouldn't be real happy if that was something left by Naomi's cat. Fact is, if you're married and your kid's old enough to be past the Kool-Aid on the couch age, women think every stain in the world is your fault. Women think men is simply biological stain-producing units. Man, thy name is Stain. You can take your wife on vacation to New York City. Never been there before in your life. Go to some Italian restaurant, sit in the back booth. She'd see a blood stain on the wall behind you and think you did it. She'd say, what'd you do that wall? You'd say, I didn't do nothing. The Gambino family did that. But sorry, you're guilty, because you're a man, and that's a stain. Wake up, America! And it ain't like nature helps us out much neither. I mean, how come sweat is clear, but my armpit stains is yeller? It ain't fair. I'm Earl Pitts American. Pits off.